Okay, good evening. So tonight, Be'ezras Hashem, we're going to learn some Shin Ayin Se'if Gimel. Tonight's Amud is page Resh Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. So it's somewhat of a, at first it seems like a complicated Se'if, but really it reads pretty well once you just organize all the different factors that are going on here. So it says basically what we're going to talk about is if you have multiple units within a particular building, does each unit have to participate in the Eruv? And it's going to depend how separate the units are from one another versus how much they're considered to be one big house. So says the Shulchan Aruch, if you have five groups of people that, let's say five families that live in a traklin, meaning they share one general space, but their individual units are divided by mechitzos. So the only way for them to get out is by going through the other person's property, is by going through the other person's apartment. So Shein Pesach Pesuach L'chatzar Ela Hachitzos, meaning that only one of them actually opens up into the chatzar, and the rest of them are inside the other one, which is inside the other one, which is inside the other one. So basically, the guy that's five units in has to walk through four other people's homes in order to get out. They all have to walk through other people's homes. Only the two innermost ones have to participate in the Eruv. And all the outer ones are considered like a base shar, which is not a real dira, because what kind of dira is it if people are, walking in and out of your house all day, and that they have the right to do that. So only the two innermost ones. So the Mishnah Berurah right away points out two innermost ones. I would have thought the one innermost one. So the Mishnah Berurah the Mishnah Berurah, Sheshafzu B'traklin, Ratzolom, Shadirasu B'traklin, they live in this traklin, El Shneim Epinimim, Da'afta Hashenu Gamken Beishar L'Rishon, even though the second guy also has the first guy going through his property, Sharishon over Derech Halav, Mikol Makom Lo Mikri Beishar L'Patrum Eneirv, but still his home is not considered a beishar. The beishar diyachid, dainu shirak yachid over derech alav lo mikri beishar. Because if only one person has rights of passage through your property, that doesn't turn your property into a beishar. It has to be more than one person that has rights of passage through your property that will turn your property into a beishar. And that's why the second to last guy also needs to participate in the eruv. Valken kol echad beechad mehen chayv beeruv, and therefore both of the inner guys need to take part in the eruv. V'mayri bofen shemachit shabnei magil satikra. We're assuming that each unit is separated by a wall. The ena mechitzas megil satikra. But if you don't have a wall that reaches all the way to the ceiling, then nechshavim shnayim kabayis echad. Then they're considered one unit. Then they would be joined together, be considered a single family unit, and they would not have to participate separately in the eruv if there are other people that are in the chatzar with them. However, if each of them had their own pesach into the chatzar, meaning they don't have to pass through each other's property, they each have their own way into the chatzar. And says the Rama, oh, she'ein ovrim ze al ze. Rak kol echad yesh al pesach pesuch le beishar shel v'neim ve'a beishar pesuch le chatzar. Or even if they don't each have a direct opening into the chatzar, but they each have a direct opening into a common area, and that common area has only one doorway into the chatzar, but they don't have to go through each other's properties. That's the point. They empty out it like in an apartment building. Everyone has a doorway, their own door that goes into a common area, namely the hallways and the staircases, and then that common area has one door that goes out into the chatzer. So in such a case, if the walls that divide the units from one another reach the ceiling, meaning they're real walls, they get to at least within three tefachim of the ceiling, so that each unit is considered a separate room, even if those mechitzos are somewhat flimsy, they're made out of curtains. So if the box of matzahs is kept in some other house in the chatzar that's outside of this building, then everybody in this building is going to have to participate, is going to have to contribute toward the Eruv. But if they keep the Eruv in the traklin, meaning in the common area, then they don't have to give an Eruv, because they all sort of live in the traklin, and the house that you keep the Eruv in doesn't have to participate in the Eruv. Let's see some Mishnah Berurah. Sivkatan Chaf, the case of the Shulchan Aruch was that they can't walk through each other's property, meaning they don't walk through each other's property, they each have a doorway into the chatzer. Oh, she'ein overin, or the Rama said alternatively, Ratzalomer da mechaber tzir einam overin begavni shayil lekalechem rechad v'pesach chatzer. The mechaber wanted to come up with a case of them not having a passage through each other's property when they each have a door into the chatzer. V'Rama mosif, but Rama adds that there's another case that they could each have that they don't have passage through each other's property, and that is dafilu kalav sachem lo yipsuchem lechatzer. They don't have doorways that open directly into the chatzer. El sheyipsuchem kalechem. It's just that they each have doorways that open up into the Beishar. And that Beishar has only one door that goes out into the Chatzar. So it's coming to tell me, do not think that just because they all share that Beishar and there's only one door from that Beishar into the Chatzar that it's considered to be one home. No, do not say that. And that's what the Rama is teaching me, that so long as they don't have passage through each other's properties, they're considered separate properties, they're considered separate homes and separate apartments. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is very nogaya to apartment buildings. Our homes, where there are a lot of neighbors that live in the same building. But each one has their own apartment. Even though they go through the hallway and the staircase, which is jointly for all of them, they're still all obligated to participate in the Eruv. So since they're all obligated to participate in the Eruv, let's say the city's Eruv gets ruined 1 week, then they're not allowed to carry even inside their building. You're not allowed to carry from one apartment to the other, because they're separate rishuyos. So the unless someone owns the whole building and keeps stuff in each of the apartments, stuff that cannot be moved, like we learned about yesterday with hotels. As far as carrying from your room to the bayis, see siv zayin v'inberhetu beralach mashksavnu b'zeh. Fine. Chav beis betok shloshu tfachim, that as long as the walls reach within three tfachim of the ceiling, davi lavadu kusasim adamay ledami, it's considered a full-fledged wall. And we said, even if these walls are made out of flimsy material, like shel yurios, if they're made out of curtains, but it has to also be tightly secured at the bottom, meaning it's not enough that it reaches high up within three tefachim of the ceiling. It also has to be, that it would stay in place, that it's tied down, near the floor. So Torah kol achas v'achas, so we said that they each one is going to need to contribute. Since the people in the chatzar will aser if they don't participate in the erev, the people in this traklin also aser. Since there are mechitzos that divide the properties, the apartments from one another, even though those are kind of shvach mechitzos. Ain't shrichim, so we said they don't need to participate in the eruv. Meaning, if it's kept in the traklin, we said then the members of the traklin don't need to participate in the eruv, provided that the mechitzos that separate their homes from one another are very flimsy mechitzos. Gemuros, kigon shal nesarim uchadome. But if the mechitzos that separate their homes from one another are solid mechitzos, then bevadai. Then for sure they're considered separate homes. So everyone, of course, is going to have to contribute to that Erev wherever you decide to keep the Erev. The only kula that we have over here is if you keep the Erev in a traklin, and what separates the different residents of the traklin is only anyway a flimsy mechitza, then that's good enough that all the members of the traklin don't have to contribute separately. And we're going to see that soon when we talk about if you have residents on the second floor. Let's actually see Vaitu now in the Shulchan Aruch. V'chein, im ein diur nachherim b'chatzer. If there's no one else that lives in the chatzer other than the residents of this traklin, ein shrichem eruv, then you don't need an eruv when there are flimsy mechitzos between the members of this traklin. Period. That's where I should have stopped before. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch Vaitu, chilku b'mechitzos she'ein nogos l'tikra. Let's say the different residences are separated by mechitzos that don't quite reach the ceiling. Afilum b'nei ha'chatzer nosan me'eruvim be'echon mishar Batei HaChatzer, even if the Bnei HaChatzer leave their Eruv in some other home, Dai Be'er Vecha L'Kol Chamesh Chaburos, then all the different apartments in this area are considered one unit, and they only have to contribute one to the Eruv. Let's see, Mishra Baruch Chavav, Shekulam Darin Bebayis, that they all live in this Bayis, Hainu Avshe Eruv Munach Becheder Echad, Dami K'man She'eruv Hayu Munach Eitzel Kulam, even though it's only in one of their homes, it's as if it's in all of their homes, Tatikra Mechabin Lebayis Echad, Kimish Taktavei Mechitzes Gruos, because they share the same ceiling, and there's no walls between them, so it's considered, because it's only Mechitzes Gruos, and therefore it's considered to be one unit. V'mechitzes She'eno Gos Tatikra, Afilu Ei Mechitzes Kavuos Shal Nesarim V'Avanim, Afilu Gvolos Yos Me'asara. Now these mechitzos could be more than 10 tefachim high, and they could be made out of stone. But if they don't reach within 3 tefachim of the ceiling, then it's not a proper separation between the different homes. Dai be'eruv echad, and therefore it's good enough to have one contribution from among all of them. To kabayis echadami, because they're all considered to be one bayis. Says Rama, im k'tzasin asu mechitzos m'k'tzasin lo asu. If some of the units had proper mechitzos and others didn't, osin shasu he mechalkim, osin shlasu he kimeshutafin. Then those that have proper mechitzos between them are considered separate units, and those that don't have proper mechitzos between them are considered a single unit, as you might have guessed. Asu mechitzos chavtes hamagil satikra heim kimshutafin pirush vaskulim nosim erev echad. And if they're all considered a single unit, then they all participate in the erev together. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, v'im hayu deyorin ba'alios mamish. Let's say there are also people that live on the second floor. Afilu nosim erechatzer erev betraklin. Even if the people that live downstairs put their Erev in the traklin that they jointly use, tzricha kol chabur v'chabur l'ases Erev. Every group, every family would need to participate in that Erev. Says Mishbril ba'alios mamish, kfar kasav nadua din k'shalka chaburas halidei mechitzos kavuos kon shal nesar mechadoma kivin shem agil satikra. Meaning this would be the same as if you had real walls in between the different units in the area. It's the same as having someone else living on the second floor. That's also considered like a real wall. That's definitively a separate home, and therefore definitively needs to contribute separately to the eruv. So tzricha kol chabura va'afilu k'shein diorin acherim b'chatzer tzricha nasos eruv v'chatzeros. And even if there are no other residents of the chatzer other than the people that live in this building, still you need an eruv chatzeros because they are legitimately fully separate from one another. Back in the Shulchan Aruch, aval mi sheyesh lo melamed o sofer bebeso, if someone has a melamed or a sofer that lives in this house, or you have talmidim that learn by a rebbe, and each one is given a room in the rebbe's house. Even if it's private enough that from their private rooms they have a doorway that goes straight into the chatzar, and they eat and they sleep in their own private room, they don't even eat at the same table with the family. They do not aser on people that are still considered just to be one household. Why is that the case? Meaning that their own room, it opens up into the chatzar. They eat separately, they sleep separately, they have a wall between them. Why would that be considered as if it's just one family unit? So says Mishbura Lamed Gimel, V'mi sheyesh lo hatam, kivan shekulim mishtamshim b'shal balabayis, ba'afiyu bishul, o b'kol davar. The balabayis is one that provides for them. He provides the food. Yeah, they're eating it in their private guest room, but he provides it for them. Chashivu kulu kiloch mishen makam echad. So we view that as if they're all eating and sleeping in the same place. And even though their place has a room that opens directly, has a door that opens directly into the chatzar, it's still considered all belong to the balabais. And furthermore, the balabais is not lending them a room to make problems for himself that they should then aser on him. But this is only if the room was loaned to them. But if the room was actually owned by them or rented to them, or even if it was loaned to them but they're totally independent, there's someone who lives in your basement apartment and you do not provide their food and you do not right, they're totally independent, then osrin, then they do aser. We're only makel when you have both factors, both the fact that you're providing for them and the fact that it's only on loan and it's not a real kinyan. And this is also presuming that the Baal HaBayis doesn't keep furniture that's immovable in that area. Because otherwise, as we said yesterday, that's going to make it mutter. Anyway, that's the story with hotel owners that keep things in each of the rooms. Pesach Pesuach L'chatzer. I realize the hotel thing happens to be a big machlokas and it's not so posh or whatever, but I'm just giving that as an example. Pesach Pesuach L'chatzer. If you have a Pesach that opens up into a chatzer, I might have thought that the Rebbe, the Malamid, whatever, has the ability to ask around the Bnei HaChatzer because he's his own independent guy. They don't answer to the rest of the Anshei Chatzar, nor do they answer on one another. So to summarize what we learned tonight, we said that when more than one family has passage through your home, then your home becomes a base shire and need not participate in the Eruv. Then we said if all members of a traklin are divided by walls and they don't have passage through each other, then they all need to contribute to the Eruv unless it's flimsy walls and the Eruv is kept in the traklin. Or nobody else lives in the chatzer. Then we said that if the homes are not separated by proper mechitzos, then it's considered to be one big home, as far as Erev purposes. And then finally we said that if you hire a live-in melamed, or whatever, since you provide for him from your table and you lend him the space, don't rent him or give him, you lend or sell him, you lend him the space with the intent that he shouldn't aser, so they don't have to participate in the Eruv because of that combination of factors. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll pick up with Se'ifim, Dalid, and Hey. Everyone have a good night, a good Shabbos.